Welcome to the Service Management Leadership Podcast with Jeffrey Tiefertiller.
Hello, this is Jeffrey Tiefertiller with Service Management Leadership, talking today about the fifth ITIL 4 guiding principle, think and work holistically. What does that mean, Jeffrey? You may be asking. It's how we look at things. Do we think and act like we're in our own little bubble, our own little silo? Or are we doing things in a broad spectrum, knowing that here's how our little piece fits into the big machine? Let me give you a couple examples. If we look at every piece of our service delivery for IT, just think about this, every piece, whether you're closing incidents, you're at the service desk, whatever it is, that service most likely includes all four dimensions of service management. People and organization, it's probably involving people. Information and technology, it's probably involving that. Value streams and processes, it's probably involving that. And almost every organization uses partners and external suppliers. So you have to think that making a change to just one piece will impact the other three, and maybe in multiple ways. So we have to think of how the input, if we have a value stream, it's the most efficient path to delivering this value, this co-creation of value through products and services. The impact of changing or modifying one piece is huge, because if we think back to our old process days, the output of one is the input of another. The same is true in our value streams. The output of one segment is the input of another. So we have to say, okay, if I know that somebody is depending on what I'm producing, is consuming what I produce to the next step, then I need to not change anything without telling them, right? That's kind of where we're getting at, think and work holistically. We're not in a vacuum. We're not in a bubble. What we do impacts other people. We need to build those bridges. We need to be collaborative. We need to get rid of the silos. This is Jeffrey Tiefertiller. Thank you for joining us. Please let me know how service management leadership can help your organization. And I hope you have a great, great day. Bye.